Good morning, family. It's Pam Price from Ellum Foundation. Thank you so much for tuning in for your words of encouragement. So as we begin this day, I just want to speak peace over you and just pray words of encouragement into your life, as so many things have continued to swirl around our nation, and we're just trying to find out how to continue to have peace in the midst of everything that's going on in our lives. So I just want to say a quick prayer this morning to help lift you up and remind you that if you have any questions or concerns, please email me at info@thelmfoundation.org. If you have a prayer request, please reach out to us at info@thelmfoundation.org, and in the subject line, put prayer request. So again, please stay encouraged. No matter what's going on, God is in control, and He is doing the things that are best for us. So, and just truly believe that. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you this day. We thank you for giving us another day. We thank you for continuing to lift us up, Lord. We thank you for camping your angels around us and protecting us from all harm and danger. We thank you for watching over our family, those who are near and those who are far. Lord, thank you so much for continuing to grow our families, Lord, and lift our families up. Thank you for allowing this time that we've spent with our family to be time of bonding and reconnecting, Lord. We thank you that you've opened up many doors for us during this time, Lord, and we thank you for reconnecting us to our first love, which is you, Lord. We thank you for always, always guiding us and keeping us, Lord. We know that all things work together for the good, and we believe that you are doing a great thing in our lives, Lord. So we just have to be patient. We have to trust on you, Lord. We know that these things do take time to work themselves out, because in the end, Lord, we know that you will receive the glory. Lord, there are so many people out here that are struggling with so many cares and concerns, Lord, worries and anxieties and depression and all types of mental illness, and we just want to lift this all up to you this morning, Lord. We want to lift this up to you because we know that you have asked us to cast our cares upon you. We know that you have asked us to seek your face before we seek our best friend, Lord. So we continue to turn to you. We continue to lay all of our angst and all of our cares and all of our concerns at your feet. Lord, we believe that you went to the cross to die for our sins, Lord, and we know that everything that is in our minds that we cry, that we concern and ponder about day in, day out, we know that these things you will take time when it is time for them to be taken care of. Right now, we know that you are strengthening us. We know that you are building us up, something in which we need to be removed or need to be strengthened in our life, Lord. So we thank you. We thank you in advance for taking care of these things which we lay at your feet. We thank you for continuing to watch over our families, Lord. We thank you for continuing to stretch our faith in you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Lord, we continue to humble ourselves before you, Lord. We continue to just be mindful of the words and our actions, Lord. Lord, I speak a word of encouragement and, excuse me, into these people's lives, Lord, and I continue to pray over them and lift them up, Lord. I thank you that you have allowed me to use this platform to not only speak out locally for those in need, but to reach out throughout social media and throughout the airways. Thank you so much for using Unheard Voices, Lord, as a platform to continue to encourage people. We are so grateful that you chose us, Lord, and we thank you. May the cares of the world be upon your shoulders so we can lift ourselves up, Lord. We speak a blessing over over those who are listening, Lord, and we also speak a blessing over those who cannot make it online right now to listen. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray this prayer. Amen. So family, have a phenomenal day. Continue to look to God, for He is our full source for everything that we need. And I thank you for continuing to listen in. And we will be with you tomorrow. God bless you. Have a phenomenal day. Amen.